Wolf says the original bill he vetoed didn't have enough wage protections for workers and was fiscally irresponsible because it would give over $1 billion in potential tax breaks to companies. He says the new bill, which reduces the maximum tax break to $670 million over 25 years, is more responsible.
And it has placed a cap per year on the spending, which was not in the original bill. So this is a better bill.
The plan will give tax breaks to fertilizer and petrochemical plants that use Pennsylvania natural gas and that create a combined 800 construction and permanent jobs. It's backed by trade unions, manufacturing groups, and the oil and gas industry. But critics question how the bill aligns with Wolf's own climate goals, which include an 80% cut to greenhouse gas emissions in the state by 2050 compared to 2005 levels. Wolf says petrochemical plants will be necessary to produce lightweight materials needed in a low-carbon economy. He points to Shell's ethane cracker plant in Beaver County as an example.
Cracker plants create the feedstock for products, lightweight products that are going to be important in that energy sustainable future.
The Shell plant is getting a more than $1.5 billion tax break from a 2012 law that inspired this year's bill. The plant is permitted to emit the equivalent carbon dioxide of 400,000 more cars on the road each year. Scientists say greenhouse gas pollution from fossil fuels must be cut to avoid the worst effects of climate change. That's why critics, like Penn Environment's David Mazur, are attacking the bill.
We can't play this shell game when it comes to climate change. The science tells us that can't work. We have to aggressively be reducing global warming pollution across the board.
The tax credits would become available to manufacturers starting in 2024. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact, Pennsylvania.